Hey, y'all. This is Tim. We're going to talk about being calm in a situation of mayhem.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, fighters, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have an amazing group coaching program helping hundreds of contractors all over the place called Battleground. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you'll get access to not just amazing trainings and programs and over a dozen coaching calls a month and this and that, but the greatest community on planet Earth for home improvement contractors to build relationships, level up their game, and kick some serious butt in their business. So head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and we'll see you in there when you're ready to grow your business.
Greg, tell me a story about a time where you thought you weren't going to be in control, but everything slid sideways.
So, okay, one time I had we built a new house and we had a warranty call, right? A lady's basement had leaked. So I went over there and I just shut my mouth and I knew how she was going to be. She was taking me over here, Tim, well, this was wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong, because she thought I was going to fight her the whole time, right? And I was going to be pointing the finger at all this. I just let her vent. And I listened and I asked questions and I just asked her, you know, what are you hoping to hear from me? And just with that question, she told me exactly what she wanted. And it was nothing that I thought it was going to be. So on the drive there, Tim, I was freaking out. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this is going to be brutal. They're just going to be so mad at me. And when the meeting started, that's how it was. But it turns out she just wanted to be heard. And because I was calm, because of the training that I've done, I was able to control the situation and come out with a positive outcome.
You know, Greg, as you're telling the story, I'm laughing because I see myself in your story about, you know, a scenario that's, I can, like, it's picture going on, it's video going on in my mind of the outcome or how this thing's going to play out. And I'm like scared because, I mean, your mind goes to the worst case scenario, what's going to happen. She's going to freak out. She's going to want her money back. She's going to call her attorney. She's going to slander you on social media, all these crazy things. But it sounds like, and I'm going to label you in doing this, I'm going to say it sounds like because you leaned on your highest level of training that the outcome was totally different by just knowing what to say. But I guess, first of all, by listening to her and then asking a question. You know, how is this thing going to work out? You know, how is this going to work out in a positive way for both of us? How do you see this working out? And letting her make a decision, she must have had an answer in her head and she led you down the right road. But, you know, I know you said you went through a couple scenarios on the ride over and you're thinking about that. Did it even come to your mind that this was not going to work out?
No, I mean, I knew we would figure it out. I just didn't know how nasty it would get. Sometimes it's so... This is a big thing for a customer. They do a project. There's a lot of emotions. And if I get emotional too with them, it's not going to end well. So I got to remain calm. So that was the key.
You know, Greg, this kind of reminds you of a story. I was in a class recently for my hoisting license. And I'm looking at riding a fork truck and they're talking about this bailout procedure. Things go crazy and they go wrong and they go wrong fast. And you got to prepare yourself for these things. I mean, the situation was, if a fork truck is leaning to one side and it's going to fall over, the first thing you want to do is jump out the side of it and try to get away from the machine. But by doing that, in a lot of cases, first of all, if you are wearing your seatbelt, you can't jump out. You're there, which is the best place to be. But if you decide you're going to jump out of that fork truck and jump off to the side, it's usually in the side the way the thing's falling, and the cage is going to hit you like a mousetrap. It's going to kill you. So what they train you to do is kick both legs out, lock yourself inside the cage and hold on to the wheel and go along for the ride. You know it's not going to be comfortable. You know you're probably going to get hurt, but you're not going to get dead. You're practicing for some situation that may never happen. But in one case, in one time in your whole life that it does happen, you're prepared for that. So you're saying that by training, by practicing, by even role playing, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
we role play our sales process. We role play scenarios, not just in our head, but a lot of times we role play with people who are better off and maybe further on down the road in business than we are. Is there something that you can offer that you find that's better than leaning on somebody else in our industries to help us get through?
No, that's the key. If you can find people that are ahead of the game and you know that where you're at, then go talk to them. They've probably been in your situation before, and most likely, if you ask them, they're willing to help. And that's one thing we do have, Tim, is our online community has certainly helped both of us.
Absolutely. So guys, practice makes permanent. And I would have to say, if you want to be good at something, find somebody who does it better than you and copy them. And don't be afraid to ask and role play these things out. So when things do slide sideways, when things do go wrong, you do rise to your highest level of training. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.